presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower, CX-4 calling control tower, standing by.
Control tower, back to CX-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1200, all clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves, coming in for another transcribed episode of the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Fellas and girls, talk about post-war luxury flying. Why, it's here now. A new commercial transport plane that combines the engineering and scientific advances made during the war with a new concept of comfort and speed for airline passengers. This new plane is Consolidated Vultee's Convair 240, two engines and a 40-person capacity. It's built by the same company who turned out the sturdy wartime B-24s, the famous Liberators, and many other military planes, which proved themselves under the most difficult combat conditions. The Convair 240 is a real eye-opener. Listen to some of its new features that will make flying faster, easier, and far more pleasant. This new plane never gets too hot or too cold. It has a pressurized cabin with constant controls, and while flying in it, you enjoy perfect comfort. The 240 flies at a cruising speed of 320 miles an hour, slicing minutes away from schedules. It has reversible propellers, which means it can actually back up, and it takes passengers aboard quickly and easily without getting them wet on rainy days. Jet propulsion combined with 48,000 horsepower gives the Convair 240 its speed and its operating economy. Leading domestic and foreign airlines have already purchased this new ship, and you'll be seeing it in the air very soon. Now, in just a few minutes, I'll be back to tell you more about Consolidated Vultee's new ship, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. The solemn, measured tones of Chopin's funeral march form a deadly background for Hop's and Tank's latest and weirdest adventure, The Mystery of the Vanishing Men. For, as Bill King, ace newspaper reporter, explained to them on his arrival in Lakeville...
A dozen guys have disappeared in a dozen different parts of the country, and nobody's ever heard of them again. And they didn't have anything in common, either. Except that when they vanished, somebody always whistled the funeral march.
So King enlisted the boy's aid in his search for the mysterious whistling stranger. Nor did they have to go far to feel his presence, for on the very night of King's arrival, a traveling carnival began setting up its tents on the fairgrounds just outside of Lakeville, and the mournful dirge was heard again. The following day, disaster struck. Tank suddenly dropped from sight while on the carnival grounds, and Hop received two menacing messages, both indicating clearly that his mechanic pal was in the hands of the man who whistled. As we continue now, the young pilot is in the small tent which serves as the carnival office, with Gale and Bill King. He is putting through a rush phone call to John Temple of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
T-E-M-P-L-E at Oakmont 8765 in Chicago. Thanks, I'll hang on.
Well, I hope he's there, Hop.
So do I. Washington said he'd be there for a couple of days.
Well, what's he doing in Chicago anyway?
He must be on a case.
Maybe he won't be able to get away.
We've got to come.
Yes, operator. Well, please keep ringing. I'll hold on.
Here, miss. Why don't you sit down? You look pretty tired.
Oh, yes, thanks. Thanks very much.
Say, you manage this show, don't you, sir?
Manager and owner, son. Name's Barnshaw.
Oh, glad to know you, Mr. Barnshaw. This is Miss Nolan.
How do you do?
Miss Nolan?
I'm Bill King, Continental News Service.
Oh, a reporter, eh?
That's right.
Well, look, tell me about this business of somebody disappearing on my lot. I don't like it. It may give the show a bad name.
Well, it's hello, like this.
Bill,
hello,
hold it.
John?
No.
Oh. Well, when do you expect him back?
Gary's in.
I see. Well, then, could you have him call me? It's very important. My name is Harrigan. Hop Harrigan. Yeah, that's right. He can get me at my home, Lakeville 41. Fine. Thanks a lot. Goodbye. Well, he won't be back until this evening. He's out on a case.
Yeah, I thought so.
Will he call tonight?
Yes. I guess all we can do is just wait, huh?
Every minute we waste cuts our chances of finding Tank.
Okay, what do we do?
Get to work, here. He couldn't have been taken off the grounds in broad daylight. There are too many people around.
All right, we'll turn this place upside down.
We'll start right now.
Well, now, I don't know about that.
Oh, Hop, this is Mr. Barnshaw. He owns the carnival.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Barnshaw, this is Hop Harris.
How do you do, sir?
I'm glad to know you, son, but about this business of turning my show upside down, well, I think we better talk a little first.
Of course, sir. I'll explain, and I'm sure you'll agree to it for your sake as well as ours.
Go ahead.
Less than 30 minutes ago, a friend of ours disappeared.
1 minute, son. You used that word before, but just what do you mean he disappeared? Did you lose him in the crowd, or did he leave you, or what?
Mr. Bonshaw, he literally disappeared. The last we saw of him was when he stepped into a box on Mr. the Magician's stage.
Now, wait a minute. You don't think he really makes people disappear, do you?
No, of course not. But we know all about the trapdoor on the bottom of the stage.
Well, that's what happened to him. He went through the trapdoor and then wandered away. Your friend hasn't disappeared at all.
Just a moment, sir. We haven't finished. Miss Nolan and I went into the funhouse. I'll explain why later. And there we heard our friend's voice.
This was after he went through the trapdoor?
Yes. It was very dark. We couldn't see a thing.
Uh-huh, I know where you were.
Well, we heard his voice, and then we heard him groan.
Groan?
Yes, as though he'd been hit. Well, we stumbled around until we found the tunnel leading to the Hall of Mirrors. And in there, we saw his legs on the floor.
Gosh, may.
It was a reflection. We saw them sliding across the floor as if somebody was dragging him by the arms. And then he disappeared. We stumbled around some more until we finally found ourselves in a little room with a long rolling carpet.
The magic carpet.
Is that the only way out of the Hall of Mirrors?
Yep. Outside of the way you got in.
Now, we heard a door slide close right after Tank's legs disappeared.
You mean the door leading to the magic carpet?
Yes.
Then he must have been dragged out that way.
Well, we thought so, too. Now, when we reached the end of the carpet, we were in another small room. It was empty. And when we opened the door ahead of us, we were on the midway again.
And then what happened?
Nothing. We met Charlie outside. You know, the eccentric little chap.
Sure.
He didn't see anyone coming out.
Well, you can't rightly believe anything he says.
Perhaps not. But Tank was unconscious when he was dragged across the floor, and anybody coming out of the funhouse carrying a 200-pound redhead would certainly be seen.
I guess you're right. And I suppose if you've gone so far as to call in the FBI, you must think it's pretty important.
Oh, it is, Mr. Bonshaw.
Okay, then. I'll help you. Now, what can I do?
First, check all the entrances and exits. Find out if a big chap weighing over 200 pounds with red hair went out.
Right.
It'd be kind of tougher than to remember, wouldn't it, Hop? There's so many people around.
Don't you worry about that, son. My boys at the gate remember everything. They have to, on account of pickpockets and the like. If they say your friend hasn't gone through, by gosh, I'll believe them.
Good.
Now, what else, Mr. Harrigan?
Well, then, if you can lend us a few men, we'll go through all the tents and booths. We'll cover every inch of ground.
Oh, see if you can find his body, eh?
Oh.
Well... Yes.
Okay, I'll get started. I'll send the boys right over.
Thanks a million, Mr. Bonshaw.
Don't mention it.
Well, he's cooperating nicely.
Yes, isn't he?
Oh, Mr. Harry.
Yes, Mr. Bonshaw.
Just happened to think, if you really want to get a thorough search organized, take a look at that diagram on my desk. It's a complete layout of the tents. Figure out what you want everybody to do so we ain't all covering the same territory.
Good idea. Thanks.
You see it?
I see it, Hop. I'll get it.
Thanks, Theo.
Hop.
Huh?
Why didn't you tell him about the man who whistles and about the two notes you got?
I didn't think it'd be smart. Tell him about the whistling and the funeral march, and, well, it might start panicking.
Oh, he'd like it. Be swell publicity for him, as a matter of fact. You know, come to the carnival where the funeral march is played.
Look, no, Bill, I know you're a newspaper man, and you can't help thinking in those terms, but Tank has disappeared, and publicity is the farthest thing from my mind.
Oh, sure. Gee, I'm sorry, Hop. I guess it is in my blood. I suppose if I was trapped in a burning building, I'd worry more about the story than about my skin. I'm sorry, I won't forget again.
Pop, I've been studying this diagram.
Huh?
This is the whole layout.
Mm-hmm. Well, where's the funhouse?
There. Flunk in the center of the carnival.
Oh, good. And that's where we'll start. Work from the middle out. Hey, what's this funny round thing?
Where?
Here, in the back of the funhouse.
Oh, that's the carnival balloon. They have a big sign around it.
Oh, that'll give us an excellent anchor marker.
Who's Mr. Harrigan?
Oh, I am.
Boss sent me over to help you out. Got some of the boys outside, too.
Oh, good. Be with you in a second.
We'll be outside waiting.
Okay, Gil. Bill, keep your fingers crossed and start praying. Because if we don't find Tank now... Come on.
Leaving his sentence unfinished, Hop turns abruptly and leads the way out of the tent, his face suddenly gray and haggard. Gail and Bill King glance at each other for a moment. Then they follow, their thoughts also centered on the consequences if Tank isn't found. In a moment, you'll hear the gripping climax of today's episode, gang, so stand by. Say, gang, do you know what gives aircraft engineers gray hairs? It's how to get full power out of every gallon of gasoline. Right now, most airliners built several years ago actually use only 1 gallon out of every 3 to make their way through the air. The other 2 are wasted in friction and exhaust heat. but give no propulsion to the plane. Engineers at Consolidated Vultee, working on a new, different post-war transport plane, went to work to get back some of the 2 gallons of energy lost to older planes. They've produced the Convair 240, the exciting new plane that I told you about at the beginning of Hop Harrigan. It combines jet propulsion with regular engines. They found that exhaust from the Convair's twin Pratt & Whitney engines, properly mixed with air, would increase the speed of the plane by 11 miles an hour. And this way, they made gasoline which had gone to waste begin to pay off. It works like this. Air is sucked in, even when the plane is standing still on the ground, by the hot exhaust gases which are then mixed with air and expelled to produce the thrust that increases speed. This means economy for airline operators, greater speed for passengers, and better yet, it means speed that is safe. This exhaust heat does other jobs, too. It heats the wings to prevent icing. It heats the pressurized cabin, and it prevents fogging or icing of the pilot's windshield, which, by the way, gives increased visibility to both pilot and co-pilot. And that's the Convair 240, a great new transport to add new comfort, speed, and safety to commercial flying. Gang, with all these new advances in aviation, you'll want to learn how to fly as soon as possible so that you can get in on some of these benefits. Get set to take your place in the sky. And always remember, America needs flyers. And now, back to our story. Organizing a thorough search of the grounds for Tank, Hop, Gale, and Bill King, with the help of Mr. Barnshaw, the owner of the carnival, and some of his men, carefully searched every tent and booth. Now, an hour later, we find Hop, Gale, and Bill at the center hub of the search with Barnshaw beneath a large captive balloon.
It all depends on Brady now, Mr. Harrigan. He and his men don't find your pal Tinker. Well, he just isn't on the grounds. That's all there is to it.
The men at the gates are sure he didn't go out.
They swore no big redhead came through.
Well, maybe we didn't search the funny house thoroughly.
You were with us, Miss Nolan. We covered every inch of the place.
What beats me is how Tinker and the man of whistles got out.
Oh, that's easy. I figured it out as soon as I saw the setup in the Hall of Mirrors. Tank didn't go out on the rolling carpet. That was a blind. He was taken out through the back way, the room we first entered, Gale.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, but what about the whistling you heard?
I came through a couple of ventilator pipes in the baseboards.
Say, what's all this about whistles?
Oh, here comes Brady.
No Tank, either.
How about it, Brady?
Sorry, boss. Not a sign of the redhead.
You looked everywhere?
Yeah, everywhere. No soap.
Pop.
Well, Harrigan, that's that. Your boy isn't on the fairgrounds.
But he must be. You said yourself no one saw him leave.
I know what I said, Harrigan. And foolish as it sounds, I've got to repeat it. He didn't leave the grounds, and he isn't on them either. What's happened to him? Well, if you ask me, I don't think we're ever going to find out.
Shaking his grizzled head, the carnival owner makes a grim prophecy, leaving Hop, Gale, and Bill King completely bewildered. Where is Tank? Well, we'll get an inkling in the next episode, gang, so be sure to listen. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday, same time, same mutual station.